This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. You didn't start a business to spend your Sundays chasing invoices and manual data entry. But as you grow, accounts payable starts to feel like a full-time job you never applied for. Bills pile up, approvals get lost in email, and your vendors are constantly asking, "Where's my check?" It's distracting, it's stressful, and it's keeping you from the work that actually moves the needle. Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay is the exit ramp. QuickBooks Bill Pay automates the busy work that eats your calendar by bringing every bill, every vendor, and every payment into one organized dashboard. Stop chasing details and start seeing the big picture. Know exactly what's due, who needs to sign off, and how it impacts your cash flow before the money leaves your bank. Vendors can even manage their own details so you stay in control of how and when you pay. Grow with confidence and put your AP on autopilot in QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Again, that's QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From labradoodles to cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports. Today we're live at the MLB Winter Meetings. Bernie Pleskov, Craig Mish, along with Joe Pizzapia. Where will Gerrit Cole land and when will he land? Is Anthony Rendon moving away from the nation's capital? That and a lot more. Our show starts now.
From the 2019 Baseball Winter Meetings.
Cole strikes out the side on 10 pitches.
This is Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Now, let's go live to the Hyatt in San Diego with your hosts, Craig Mish and former MLB scout, Bernie Pleskov.
And welcome back. Our live coverage from the Manchester Grand Hyatt in San Diego, California, continues as Bernie Pleskov, Craig Mish live from the winter meetings as we are talking about everything that's happening, the hot stove, players being traded, some free agency, and of course, a lot of focus on fantasy today. Joe Pizzapia back in his studio in New Jersey, and Sean Guastamacchia is producing this show. And Bernie, as we talked about in the open of the program, we had one big signing in Steven Strasburg, and then we're hoping in the next 48 hours that something else happens. That's what we're rooting for. Anything else happens, because I know that this is what we want. Yeah. This is why we're here, and we're hoping for some movement, and at least we got something yesterday. It seems, though, according to most of the people who are reporting, that Gerrit Cole will probably sign. I know that there's a website right now, Bet Online. Or some people have this idea that the wagering could be potentially over, betting over under $315 million for Gerrit Cole. Which way would you go on that right now?
Well, I think it could hit 300, and I think it's going to be the Angels and the Yankees, and I think it's going to come down to the Angels at the end. I don't think Artie Moreno will be outbid in this. And I also think they're going to be in on Rendon. He is tired of losing. He wants to put a cast together with Pujols and Trout and win it all. But he needs the pitching. He knows he needs the pitching, and that's Gerrit Cole.
There was an announcement made before Bernie, a new member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Is it the Ford Frick Award winner for
it's
this year?
It's actually called the J.G. Taylor Spink Award.
Spink Award, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who won that this year, Bernie?
And the late Nick Cafardo, who passed away during spring training last year. Just a wonderful man, a mentor to an awful lot of New England writers, a guy that I knew. He died at the Red Sox training camp. He has won the J.G. Taylor Spink Award for Meritorious Contributions to Baseball Writing. He will be honored at the Hall of Fame this summer.
All right.
He was a great guy.
Yeah, he was. I got to know him a little bit in covering spring training as well. Also, two non-baseball stories broke last night, one by me and and one by Ken Rosenthal. We'll start off with Ken Rosenthal, and then we'll go over to me. Ken Rosenthal reported last night that as part of the new collective bargaining agreement in terms of drug testing, marijuana will no longer be a on the banned substance list in terms of drugs. And I know that this is going to move more toward mainstream. I got to say, regardless of how you feel about marijuana, Bernie, without getting too deep into the conversation, let me say this. It's legal in a lot of places. So how can you justify a player who's living and playing at Coors Field, where it's legal in Colorado, and then playing in another state where it is not? It's just, there isn't really a clear distinction with that. So I think that this is good for the game. I think that it's fine. I don't have a huge issue with it. I don't know what your opinion on is it, Bernie.
Is out. I will let you know after I see with my own eyes and experience what happens. My jury is out. I usually have opinions on a lot of things. I do not have an opinion on this because I don't know what the ramifications
are. Well, clubhouse food will be eaten a lot more, Bernie. That's beyond,
I was going to say, the sale of churros and helmet sundaes just went way up, up.
Let's not forget that they have a nutritionist in the clubhouse now as part of the basic agreement.
That's true, too.
So that person is going to watch over this very carefully. I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
This isn't going to be willy-nilly. These guys are not going to play stoned. I can guarantee that as well.
All right.
Well, it's also something. There's healing properties in it. I mean, people don't realize, especially in the epidemic we have of opioids, in not just in sports but in this country. You know, a lot of people have all these pain management issues and all these things like that. Marijuana is one of these things that is a whole hell of a lot more natural and safer to take. And considering what these guys have and the schedule they're on, like you said, Craig, if it's legal in one state and you're traveling to another state to play, how can you say you can have it there and you can't have it there? It makes no sense.
Yeah, that's the hard part about this for sure.
Wait and see what happens.
Yeah. The other story, which I broke last night, Major League Baseball, Bernie's moving the draft to Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
I think that it's certainly a great move. Here's what's happened with the draft. It was a non-entity for as long as you've been in the game and as long as I followed the game. They took the first step by putting it in a live location. They had it in Orlando, Florida in 2009. They did it there. They tried it. They felt that it got a little too nuts with opening it up to all the fans. MLB Network came in. They took it over. It went to New Jersey, took it to another level. We saw years and years of that being exciting and being on TV. Now it's gotten stale again. The players aren't going to the MLB Network studios. They've decided to move it to where the College World Series is. Instead of on a Monday night, they're moving it to Wednesday night. And look, they recognize how big this has become, and they're having it in the same location where all of the players will be in college at the College World Series.
It is a great idea. Look at what the NFL has done with the draft. I mean, they've made it into a happening. The streets are packed wherever it is. So I don't say that baseball's draft will be anywhere close to that, but it's an exciting time of year. And this is what teams are built on. The draft is very, very important.
Yeah, as one agent told me, the draft picks are gold at this point.
Are.
I mean, you have players that are the future of Major League Baseball that in this day and age of owners crying poor, superstars, you don't have to pay for 6 years. And that is why these draft picks and these comp picks are going nowhere.
And that's how general managers are evaluated. How well do they draft?
We'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. More to come here live from the MLB Winter Meetings. Bernie Pleskoff and Craig Mish along with Joe Pizzapien. We'll be right back.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today live from the Grand Hyatt Manchester in San Diego, California. And for those of you who are in the area on the West Coast, you're listening live. Well, where are you listening? You're listening on the Fantasy Sports Network app. Perhaps you're listening on the iHeartRadio app. It's very easy to do to find us. You can just come up right to the second floor and check us out. We're actually right behind the MLB Network broadcast booth. You can see us very clearly. Bernie Pleskov, along with me, Craig Wish. We got Joe Pizzapia back in New Jersey. Sean Guastamac is producing the show. Chris Pavona is helping out as well. We appreciate his contributions. And we take our reality conversation sometimes and we move it to fantasy. And we thought, since we're kind of opening up the door to fantasy discussion in a reality atmosphere, that we would talk about constructing the fantasy baseball roster for 2020. And certainly Joe has his opinions on how to do that, and so do I. But we are fortunate enough to have former MLB scout Bernie Pleskov in the house, and we thought that we would lean on Bernie, at least for the beginning of this conversation today, Bernie. So go ahead and take it away.
Craig, as I mentioned yesterday, I think the winter meetings is the beginning of the fantasy season. I think you have to prepare now and get ready for your drafts. And I'm going to give you several things that I think are really important that might say, well, you know, you're Captain Obvious. But first and foremost, know the rules of the game you're playing. It's amazing how many people just go in there and draft players, and they don't even know the rules of the league. So know the rules, know the categories. Is it wins? Is it quality starts? Is it home runs? What are the categories? So that's rule number one. But there's a couple more that I think are really important that I'm going to talk about quickly here and go through them.
Okay.
Know the position that your player is hitting in the lineup. You know, if he's hitting first, second, third, he's going to get more at-bats than if he's hitting 7, 8, and 9. And, Craig, fantasy is all about repetition. It's all about at-bats. It's all about innings pitched. You can't score if you're not participating, correct?
That's absolutely right, and offense has become a big part of this.
Know the managers of the league. Know what their tendencies are. I talked about it earlier today. We have some new guys to learn. Know if this guy's, you know, going to steal bases, if he's going to have his players run. Because if he's not going to do it, then don't, you know, think that this guy and this team is going to steal bases if the manager doesn't, you know, send him out.
Yeah, and I can speak to experience from that being here in South Florida, or I'm in San Diego, but being in South Florida, Bernie, Don Mattingly, if he doesn't have a guy that has the ability to steal 50 bases, he's not going to run at all. The Marlins don't run, period.
Look at park factors. Where does this guy hit? Is he hitting in San Francisco where it's really tough to get the ball out of the park? Or is he, you know, playing in Cincinnati where it's a much more hitter-friendly park? Know the park factors. Know where home runs fly out and where they don't. You know, look at the way the pitcher throws. Is he left-handed? Is he right-handed? And then look at the way your hitter hits. Is he right-handed? Is he left-handed? If he is going to be a platoon player, he's not going to get the at-bats you need. These are obvious things. People forget about it.
Yeah, and I think that when it comes to platoons, specifically the team that comes to mind to me, Bernie, is Tampa Bay. You know, that's the one team that under Joe Maddon there was a lot of platooning. Even under Kevin Cash there's a ton of platooning. And I think that as Maddon goes to the Angels, that'll be something that we'll have to tackle.
I like to draft people, players on successful clubs. I just think that their numbers are going to be better. They're going to be surrounded, and you've heard me say that over and over again. I think if you're surrounded by good players, you have a better chance to score runs, to drive in runs. Look for successful baseball teams.
That may be our first disagreement.
Okay.
That would be one where I'm not going to necessarily just take a guy on a good team when I can find a gem of a player on a bad team. A good example of that would be Soler last year on Kansas City. Now, again, maybe it's anecdotal, and if I really needed to search, I could try to find. But, you know, on Kansas City, a team that was a zero for fantasy almost with Merrifield and him.
Right.
And
Hunter Dozier is pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's not a bad – that's not the best example. I think there are others. But, yeah, there are gems on every team. You said that before. And I do think I want guys that are on successful teams. That's a good debate. You know, is your team going to play or are they going to get rained out a lot? Look at the weather in the cities. And to me, Craig, a player's history is very, very important. It is amazing how consistent good players are, and most major league players, you know, if they're a 250 hitter, I forgot who it is. Joe, you may remember who this is. This guy hits the same thing every single year, 252, 251, 253.
Oh, Chris Davis, 247.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
247, that's the number. Except last year was the first year he didn't do 247.
And that's amazing, though, isn't that? Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible. 40 home runs, 247, 40 home runs, 247. Right. It's unbelievable, just right as rain. You know, to Bernie's point, too, Craig, the other thing to keep in mind is I think the way you kind of disseminate this conversation is you'll sometimes pay a premium in auction leagues for some of the talent that's on better teams. But
sure.
To Craig's point, sometimes you can find those Hunter Doziers, those Whit Merrifields, those Jorge Soleras on the lesser teams, the lesser medium market teams, the Max Keplers of the world, and you can get a nice discount on them because people aren't quite as aware of them. So I think in the auction draft format, that becomes a separator where you would actually pivot a little bit more towards what Craig's talking about, whereas in the snake draft, I would kind of go a little bit more where Bernie's going, which is making sure that you lock in your productivity, you know these guys are surrounded and supported in really good lineups. And the other thing I would just like to throw in there real quick, too, is understanding that position scarcity is not just, oh, it's a shortstop. No, no, no. You see, you have to understand more to the point, what's the league set up? If you're in a 12-team league that has five active outfielders and a utility spot, guess what, boys and girls? Outfield is the scarce position because you're going to start getting into those platoon players by the time you get into the 70s and 80s of those guys. There's only 90 active outfielders every night in a full slate of Major League Baseball last time I checked. So that means you better hit outfield early and often in those kind of formats, whereas a league that only plays three or four, that changes the way the pool looks. So make sure not just your rules, but also what the rosters look like and how that affects that pool.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much. You really have to dig deeply. You have to study this, and you have to know the players. And, again, they're going to be consistent, but you have to be able to peg that gem in the system that may come up in July, may come up in August, and get some at-bats for you. And do not discount having a strong bench because chances are players are going to get hurt. You know, if you have Byron Buxton, you better have a backup to Byron Buxton. So do your homework. Start now. Listen to this channel every day. Do not sleep.
Do not sleep 24/7. Yeah. Do not sleep. Do not eat. That is our motto at FNTSY. Yeah.
You must listen to this consistently if you want to win.
All right. Well, you can tell Bernie's very passionate about this. Joe Pizzapi also very passionate about this. Joe, we got about 2 minutes to go. Give me your best minute and a half on how you construct the team. I know it's not a lot of time. I'm sorry.
Well, look, I'll just do the one, which is season-long roto. Right now, I think what you want to do is go very heavy in terms of power. Power is that one thing. It's not going away. People will say, oh, well, there's so much of it. Yeah, there is so much of it. However, there's so much of it that if you don't address it early and often, I think you will fall behind everybody else. And on the pitching side, you fade those relievers. Enough with the closers, enough chasing saves, enough. Bullpens have been more volatile in the last 5 years than the 5 years before that, and it was pretty volatile then. I would be looking for pitcher strikeouts more than anything because of the two things we've seen so much of in baseball the last couple years. We've seen home runs go up. We've seen hitter strikeouts go up. Those two things you need the most of, so make sure you're addressing those in the first five rounds of your draft. And it's all about core building, understanding those players that you can count on, Take your shots later on with players. Don't be these people who are super aggressive early on trying to get these players that really are, well, you got half a season of them. Oh, you got a couple, you know, even last year, Vladimir Guerrero going in the fourth round, same exact round you got in Eugenio Suarez. And guess what? Eugenio Suarez was far ahead of him in the Black Book last year. And if he took Suarez instead of Vlad, he had a much better fantasy season.
All right, with that, we'll take a quick timeout on Fantasy Sports Today. We got plenty more to come here on the show. We're live in San Diego at the Manchester Hyatt. Don't go away. We will be right back here with more Fantasy Sports Today as we dive into the fantasy landscape. Don't go away.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Fantasy Sports Today live at the Baseball Winter Meetings in San Diego, California. Here are your hosts, Craig Mish and Bernie Pleskoff.
All right, welcome back. We are live at the Hyatt. It is the Winter Meetings in San Diego, California. Craig Mish and Bernie Pleskoff as we broadcast live with you here. And we'll be here for the next 35 minutes and turn it over to Dr. Roto and Full Time Fantasy. He's got you covered for all the fantasy football content. We'll be back here tomorrow for one more live broadcast. And then back to football we go. And, of course, Bernie and I will talk some baseball throughout the season. Joe, of course, and I will continue that conversation as the fantasy football season comes to an end. And, Bernie, there's still plenty of rumors and news. This is what the winter meetings kind of have been all about. Last couple of years, a lot of percolating news and not a lot of coming to fruition. But there's certainly some very good names that are still out there on the free agent wire and some players available via trade.
The baseball world is very good about floating rumors. I mean, it's an art. You have to be world class at floating rumors. Some people just start them to see how far they can take them. But something's going to happen here with Gerrit Cole. I just have that feeling. You know, he reminds me of a guy that really wants to get settled, know where he's going to be. And look, we're getting into the new year. It's going to be January, and then they head for spring training in February. So I think this is going to get done.
Joe, I know that you're rooting for Cole to the Yankees, I guess, at this point.
Well, rooting is very, be careful here. Rooting is very dangerous. I'm still a loser Mets fan. Last thing I want to see is Gerrit Cole all these times pitching across from where I could see him all the time. But it just feels like it's time for the Yankees to go all in there on a starting pitcher because I feel like they know exactly where they are, and that's their biggest deficit, and if they can fix that right now, it's hard to argue with, you know, you're weakening the Astros at the same time as you're getting strong. So it would make a lot of sense for them to be able to do it. And look, this is what the Yankees used to do. And they haven't won a championship in a long time. Last time I checked, it's been 10 years. So it's time to start paying up again.
Yankees, Angels, Dodgers, one of those three.
Report here, let's kind of go through the rumor mill, the fun rumor mill. Unfortunately, I don't have any good ones yet for the Marlins, kind of quiet. T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Texas Rangers for MLB.com, reports the Rangers are looking to unload one of their left-handed hitting outfielders. Nomar Mazara, Shin-Soo Chu, and Willie Calhoun. The Rangers are very left-handed. They have Odor, if I'm not mistaken, also, Bernie.
Yes.
At second base there.
Right.
I feel like the Rangers will be in on something. I'm not sure exactly what.
Well, Mazara's been a big disappointment for him. They thought he was going to be a blossom into a really impact player. He hasn't done it. The other guys are meh to me, you know?
It's funny. I'd love to hear Bernie's take on Nomar Mazara because he is just 25 years old. I think people forget how young he is.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that he's done pretty consistently, actually, I understand the last couple of years he's missed some time, and that's always a bummer, but it's not very often you see a 22-year-old kid drive in runs. I feel like that's kind of the lost art form of driving in runs. And he drove in 101 runs a couple years ago at the age of 22 with just 20 home runs. So it's not like he hit 40 and he could say, okay, well, there's the 101. Driving in runs is kind of a lost art form. So is hitting with runners in scoring position and kind of old school baseball. Why do you think they're ready to cut bait here with Nomar Mazara? I feel like this is a huge opportunity for a team to step in and take advantage.
Question.
Of a young player with so much baseball ahead of him.
Look, general managers, we were just talking about this off the air. What happens in baseball now is general managers are focused on developing talent. If they can have a top 10 farm system in the publications, that's really good for their future. I'm not sure they're as focused on being patient with major league players if they've got a funnel of guys coming up through their system and a pipeline that can give them what they perceive to be a better player than Nomar Mazara. I just think he's a very good baseball player. And
I
think
agree.
He's young. He has not reached his peak. He's not, when he's 26, 27, 28. Talk to me about him then.
Exactly the same guy that J.D. Martinez was.
Exactly.
Before, and you mentioned that earlier, Craig. Teams give up. J.D. Martinez did not have a lot of lineup protection in Houston when he was there. That team was absolutely awful.
Well, he didn't know how to hit.
He didn't know how to hit. Right. And it certainly helped to get the rub from a guy like Miguel Cabrera. But it's amazing when you could take a kid who has zero line of protection and drop him into a good situation. If Nomar Mazara gets dropped into a good situation and a good hitting lineup and some pressure comes off him a little bit, I think the sky's the limit for him, Craig.
Go ahead, Burton. Sorry.
I was going to say about Chu. Chu is getting up in years. He's expensive. He's a good hitter. People really like the way he can hit. But when you look at him compared to younger, more agile players that are controllable for less money, that's baseball today.
All right, let's go through a couple of other quick news and notes here. Adam Jones. Sorry to bring up a sore subject,
yeah.
Bernie.
It's not too soon, is it?
Again,
that was like 10 years ago.
That's the guy that Seattle traded to Baltimore. He was the key of the deal in the 5-for-1 for Bedard. Adam Jones may be on his way to Japan, Craig,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Bernie, of course, a former MLB scout, was with the Seattle Mariners, and at the time, Adam Jones was moved from Seattle to Baltimore in a multiplayer deal. We've been talking about this off the air a little bit, where Eric Bedard was one of the players that went back in return.
The only player.
Adam Jones, once upon a time, was a pretty good fantasy player. You
oh,
could count
yeah.
on him year after year, Bernie. And he actually had a pretty good year last year with the Diamondbacks. But I think a lot of people in baseball were very disappointed that he didn't get a good opportunity to really play last season.
People
Everyone really
him.
Likes him a lot. Yeah. But at 34 years old, maybe ends up playing in Japan, as you mentioned this year.
Yeah, he can't, he's not a good defensive outfielder anymore. He's lost a step or three, and his bat is slower. Look, he's had a great career, but he does not want it to end, so he may take the opportunity to go to Japan.
Another player, Joe, once upon a time, it's like we're going through all the retired players here. Once upon a time was a great fantasy player. I got to know him through the years and very well last year as he played with the Marlins, Curtis Granderson. When all is said and done, Granderson probably has about 5 or 6 fantasy seasons where you wanted him on your team
oh,
and with the Yankees and
another
and
wonderful
with the
human
Tigers.
Team, right?
The best of the best.
Yeah.
But Joe, his career looks like also Joel Sherman reports that he wants to play next year, but not going to be somebody in fantasy. I think that the career is over, Joe. How about you?
I would agree. When you hit 183, I think it's almost 138 games of 183 batting average. I think that tells the story there. The weird thing between him and Jones is there's 5 years difference there. Granderson's 38. Adam Jones is 33 going on 34. I don't understand why he would go to Japan and not just try to, get a minor league deal or something like that. That seems like a big jump there for your family, for everybody else to uproot yourself and go to Japan for a year to play baseball rather than stay in the States. But Granderson, I think, is done. I would not be surprised to see Adam Jones somewhere else. But you're right, Craig. There were certainly a few seasons there for Curtis Granderson, who was a bit of an enigma. Let's also remember, this was a guy who, hit 24 home runs 1 year and then 41 the next year. And then he had some runs there where, he went from just incredible overall productivity seasons and then some other ones there by the time he got to my Mets that were less than thrilling, let's put it that way, and struggled sometimes off and on mightily against left-handed pitching. But certainly a good career and a guy who's going to have, I'm sure, a career in broadcasting when everything's done.
Yeah.
Look, he could be a great manager someday. That's how much he knows.
He said he doesn't want to do it.
But he could really be great. And
yeah,
who knows?
He wants to be broadcasting. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Well, he's personable.
He could be the guy.
Justin Bour went to Japan. He's only 31. You know him, right?
Ugh, yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan.
What do you really think of Justin Bour, Craig?
Look, I call it how it is. John Heyman reports, and again, I think that this is a story that's going to keep happening until it's all done, until the teardown. This just happened about, a little while ago. John Heyman reports Adam Frazier of the Pittsburgh Pirates is out there and being talked about in terms of trades. Very popular player last year, 278, 336, 417, 10 homers, 150 games. This is a player that's going to be popular. Why? Plays all over the field.
That's right.
Plays very hard.
It's like McNeil.
Steals some bases.
Right.
An NL only league. You grab a Frazier in an NL only. You know you're getting 400 plate appearances. You know you're getting 10 steals. He's not going to hurt you. And if he wins a starting job, he's going to play well.
And position versatility, which is gold in fantasy. It really is. John Heyman he sleeps with the phone attached to his ear.
I know. He lives near me in South Florida.
I love John. I work with John at FanRag. He knows what's happening. And when he writes it or says it, I really believe it. Poor guy has 3 years, Two real ones and a phone. I don't know how he lives the way he does, but it's true.
Right. Okay. A couple of other things that I wanted to get to here on the show. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. Some targets, Bernie, for you in the upcoming fantasy season. I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of guests tomorrow, so it may be more reality than fantasy with the way that we're booking these guests out here. Give me a name in 30 seconds, Bernie, that not a lot of people will be thinking of come fantasy draft day. Maybe they will. As you said, everybody knows everyone at this point. But give me a guy, and then I'll go to you, Joe, for your guy in fantasy.
My guy right now is Lucas Giolito. I think he is on the brink of greatness. I think he's learning how to pitch. I think he's going to have a good team behind him. It's a tough part to pitch in because it's hitter-friendly. But I think Giolito, his first half last year, showed me that he has grown up. Now, he did wear down. He was a tale of two halves. I think he's going to put it all together. He's going to have Kopech around him. I just think this guy is going to really break out next year. Giolito is a target of mine, and I don't think he's on the lips of a lot of people because he still is relatively unknown in the fantasy world.
Joe, how about you?
Well, a guy that I think got a lot of helium last year, but I think pitched well, but you knew he was going to have limitations, was Chris Paddock. I like him even more this year. I think when you look at him, the kind of competitor he is, the record is not what you should be looking at. You should be looking at the strikeout-to-walk ratio, look at everything else there, plus also adding in some more bats, Tatis all year, all these other guys they're starting to add now. It looks like San Diego is going to be in, and if so, I think Paddock is that front of that rotation guy, and I think this year you're looking at those 26 starts become 30.
There's a couple of fantasy guys that you want, and we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with more fantasy sports today.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here live in San Diego, California, along with Bernie Plescoff and Joe Pisapia back in New Jersey. I got a report for you. Started a rumor we can talk about here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so I can tell you that the Marlins have at least kicked around the idea of potentially acquiring Mazzara from Texas, which would fit the bill for having an outfielder on their team that is left-handed and under team control, and they wouldn't, you know, clearly Bernie have to pay a ton of money to.
Right.
But the Rangers are asking for the world, basically, in return for that. If Texas is going to want to move an outfielder, I don't think that they could ask for the Marlins' best players.
I think the White Sox would be in on Mazzara, too, because they're looking for a left-handed outfielder.
That makes sense.
I think that's a, you know, that's a great rumor. Let's start it. I Miami intrigues me. It intrigues me because I think they are going to turn the corner. You know them best. I do think they're pitching away from being successful. And it's a possibility that they could roll the dice and, you know, try to make some big deals. Do not count them out. Are they going to spend money, Craig?
Yeah, they're going to spend some, Bernie. I don't know that they're going to spend $50 million this offseason. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at it like this with Miami. Okay, so, and, you know, I could break this all down pretty easily. Starlin Castro was a player they had last year.
He's on the open market.
$12 million for him.
Right.
$18 million for Martin Prado last year.
Gone.
$30 million off the books.
Right.
I think they're going to reinvest that.
Good.
They've done it $10 million with VR.
And that was a great sign.
That was a great one. Yeah. I, that was fantastic. I'm very happy that got. They got $10 million on the books back with VR. So that's 30 minus 10 is 20, right?
Right.
I mean, and by the way, I don't know what VR is going to get, but he's arbitration eligible, so I would assume it's 10.
It could be more.
Okay, but let's use 10.
Yeah, that's fair.
If they keep Aguilar, it's $2.5 million. That's $12.5 million.
That was a bad sign.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I don't know why they did that.
Yeah. I'm not getting a lot of great reviews on that.
His bat is very slow, Craig. He's a tick behind, you know, a good fastball. But when he does connect, I grant you that the ball can fly. It's a tough place for him, though. That's not the best park for his bat.
The other part of this is that with arbitration-eligible players, the Marlins could be in a position. They have not intimated this to me, so this is just me speculating.
Right.
That they could cut him in March and only pay him $600,000.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work,
I wouldn't doubt that they would do that. Frankly, you know, I just don't. I didn't understand why they went after him, but they did.
So they have about $15 million to spend. They're looking for an outfielder.
It doesn't seem like Derek Jeter's type of guy. That's.
Aguilar, you mean?
Yeah.
Non-athletic.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything they've done is against that signing. Again, they don't have to keep him.
Yeah, but you didn't have to pick him up at all.
You didn't have to pick him up.
Right.
Aguilar, by the way, went completely through American League waivers on
playing. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know about you guys, but if I'm the Marlins and I can move a guy like J.J. Bladé or somebody else like that and bring in Nomar Mazzara, who's already got a couple years in the league, who you're buying, you might even buy on the cheap just a little bit, who has a chance to grow into in the next 5 years a guy that is a major piece of a team, for a guy that you just don't know. Like, nobody knows what these guys are Major League Baseball-wise. I remember when the Mets didn't want to trade Lastings Milich for Manny Ramirez, and we still have scars from that. But I don't understand why Mazzara – I understand not doing it for an older player, but Mazzara being so young, Craig, I don't understand. Like, I understand you maybe don't want to give up pitching capital. That's fine. But if you're going into your system for the Monte Harrisons and J.J. Blades of the world in order to get back a Nomar Mazzara, who's already been in the league a couple of years and has shown you at least potential to be an all-star caliber player, why wouldn't you take that shot?
Well, Joe, I can tell you in
just
theory,
money? I mean, is it just a money issue or just a,
well, I mean, for in theory, what you're saying is true. The Marlins are still in a rebuild mode. Blade is a very highly coveted player by Miami that they took with the third or fourth overall pick in the draft from Vanderbilt. Yeah, there's
did
no.
Not have the greatest single A season last year. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, you don't give
that,
up
that,
on that.
That really doesn't.
I'm not
mean
saying you're
thing.
Giving up. I'm not saying you're giving up. But when you're up high A and you're not exactly tearing the cover off the ball and you're the next coming. That I don't. I'm just saying when someone's dangling out a, this is not like an older player. Like I said, Mazzara is a very unique situation.
There's really no chance of that happening. You know what? Why don't we continue our Marlins discussion with this rumor I've created here? and let's bring
He's
in
so
Joe Frisaro. Well, you know, I find a nugget once a year. MLB.com's Joe Frisaro is with us. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, Craig. How you doing? Hey, Bernie. How you doing?
All right. Joe Frisaro joins us. We'll continue the – what a great
What you got going? We're just in a BBWA heavy-duty meeting. So,
all right.
Sorry to be a few minutes late.
I'll read you the tweet. And look, Joe has been covering the Marlins for a long period of time. And so, he, you know, just getting out of there hasn't had time to report this. So let's keep this all in mind. So let's just get an overall opinion of it. So I'm reporting, Joe, that the Marlins and the Rangers have talked about a trade where Miami would be interested in Nomar Mazzara of the Texas Rangers, but the Rangers are asking for Miami's very best players in return at the big league level. So, I mean, Mazzara does fit the bill of in terms of a left-handed outfielder.
Yeah, and he's already, you know, big league proven and all that other good stuff. And, you know, that's the thing. The beauty of the winter meetings are all things are on the table.
Right.
You know, this is the one time of year everyone's in the room and you could do the pie-in-the-sky type theories. And a lot of times these type of discussions may lead to something else. You may go to Texas, and then you might get a feel for maybe someone else in the organization, or if it's not that exact player, you could kind of play along and do mix and match. I think where the Marlins are kind of in a little bit of a danger zone if they want to, you know, gut their top prospects. They spent the last 2 years putting themselves in this position,
exactly.
And clearly they're not going to be major free agent players for the foreseeable future, and they're going to need to keep their assets, and they're going to need to. To me, my risk for trading any of these guys I think are their elite top prospects, all of them still have, you know, some sort of red flag. We didn't know Jazz Chisholm was going to come in and be an all-world guy. There's no Acuna. There's no Soto.
This guy can play. I saw him, and I was amazed that the Diamondbacks even thought about trading him, let alone trade him.
Correct.
Because he is that athletic. I called him Didi Light, and I was on Didi early.
Yeah.
This is a guy that has almost the same type of fluid body as Didi has. You're going to really love him.
I know
he didn't hit.
And the high strikeout rate, and you know that's kind of alarming.
Didi struck out. Didi didn't hit. It took him 3-4 years.
Yeah.
These are kids.
Yeah.
I love Chisholm.
But, and that's not to say he won't be. But, you know, where the Marlins are, where they need to kind of, let's say Jazz becomes it, but let's say, for argument's sake, he's part of this deal for Mazzara.
Right. Wow.
You know, now you're kind of pulling the trigger fast. Or if you move, let's say, Blade, and he becomes it, you know, so you're kind of, I think the Marlins, I don't know if the Marlins yet really fully know what they have. They know they have names. They know the raw talent. They know this. But, you know, some of these guys they traded for, the Jesus Sanchez's, the Lewin Diaz's, you know, they're still trying to figure out. And of this group, who they're going to keep and who they potentially could move to bring in a piece. Right. But clearly we got to get bigger. The team has to get better at the big league level.
Have they recovered from Yelich at all?
No, because you can't, Bernie.
Right.
You can't trade an MVP.
And you're not going to recover from that.
Yeah, you could potentially.
Harrison,
if you have three everyday players who are at least average, then yes. But right now, we don't know if they're going to have three everyday players from that trade.
Right. I mean, the thing is, Bernie, is that, as we've talked about with the Eaton trade, right?
Right.
We don't know if all the Marlins trades are going to work out. We don't know if any of them are. But we know that one did not. So it's just a matter of kind of moving on from that one to the others. Was it a good trade that they traded, that got rid of Stanton and that kind of best trade they've probably ever made, right? $300 million to a player that didn't even play last year?
Right.
You can't
beat
that.
Yeah, trade. Michael Hill deserves a ton of credit because he, if he doesn't make that.
I thought that was an unmovable deal.
Yeah, if he doesn't move that, they can't literally
they're
do anything.
Here still.
They can't do anything. Yeah. So, moving the money made that a great trade.
And there was only a couple of places they could take him.
Exactly. And, he had a full no trade. And when you think about it, Michael Hill traded him three teams. He traded him to the Giants.
Right.
Stanton said no. He traded him to the Cardinals. Stanton said no. And he traded him to the Yankees.
That's right.
And the Yankees said yes.
Listen, Joe Fritzaro is with us from MLB.com, and Joe is forced to sit with me and talk fantasy every year in that press box. Joe, I can speak right directly to you. The fantasy guys on the Marlins this year coming up in 2019.
Okay,
we don't know about the free agents yet.
Yeah, but Brian Anderson, it's real unfortunate he got hit in the hand and broke his hand with 5-6 weeks to go because what did he end up with, 20, 21, 22? And he was coming fast. He was pushing. He was going to push at least 25 to 30 and just looking like he's figuring out his swing, getting a little bit, in front, catching out front, pulling the ball, taking it. He's got a ton of power. We didn't always see it. So Brian Anderson is the, kind of really to keep an eye on as the sure bet of the guys they have.
Right. I saw the folly.
And then my pitcher, are we going to believe in Sandy's going to keep growing? I'm big on Caleb Smith having a big bounce back. I think Caleb having to get into the finish line was big for him. He's always kind of dealt with injuries, hasn't got that full year. He came back. I know his numbers in the second half weren't pretty. The velo went down, but he's a strong, dedicated kid. I think that Mel being back is really big. Mel Stoudemire Jr. as pitching coach, really big for Caleb, really big for all of them because they didn't need another change of voice. So those would be my pitcher and my hitter to kind of keep an eye on for the Marlins.
I think that, Joe, what a lot of folks in our world also are going to be curious about is a team that is probably going to have some reinforcements in the minors coming up. There are a handful of names that we could see in May or even June. The name that everyone asks about in our fantasy world is Sixto Sanchez. And I know that there are a couple of other players.
I'm giving you Edward Cabrera. If you're doing
if
you're doing a dynasty thing, I think Edward Cabrera potentially is going to pass Sixto. But Sixto is a great name to get. Now, keep this in mind. This team more than likely is, unless they catch lightning in a bottle, isn't going to be, coming out of the gates and looking like they're going to make some noise. So if you're an organization, you got two gems, two top of the rotation arms, you're in no rush to get them to the big leagues. So they could be August. They could be maybe September, maybe. So they have no reason to rush those guys. So then the starting pitcher that, it's going to be Nick Nieder, but I still see Nick as a back of the rotation type of guy, a swing guy. So I'm not, really high on him. Position player wise, don't sleep on Jesus Sanchez. That's the guy I'm saying.
Anything else before
we totally wrap? I agree with that.
Nieder
disappointed me when I saw him.
Did you see him in Arizona?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the stuff wasn't electric, not going to be electric.
Except, it's the end of the season, but it's not electric. It's very hittable. Very hittable.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Joe, I know that this is a busy day for you. Thank you for coming over and spending a few minutes. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Sorry, it was a little late, but the BBWA was calling, and we had a lot on the table.
Well, thank you for making
Joe,
the time
thank
for
you.
Us.
Really
all right, guys.
So much. All right, so we'll see if the Marlins end up doing anything. Maybe we got one team that is willing to make a trade.
I think it's going to have to make financial sense, and if it doesn't, they're going to pass.
Yeah. All right. So we got a couple of minutes left here in our show today. So we will do this. We got to take a timeout. Okay, we're running fast and furious here. A lot of a lot of people coming by saying hello. I got a coming up next week. I have a 2-minute drill. And then we got Dr. Roto standing by at the top of the hour. He's got full-time fantasy. We will be back tomorrow right here, same location, same time, same place for 2 hours, hopefully with some more signings, hopefully with some more news. But I know that we have a lot of guests scheduled for the show tomorrow. So let's call it a 50% fantasy, a 50% reality show tomorrow, Bernie. And then we'll
talk more players tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk more players.
That's how I like to live my life, guys, just half, just right down the middle.
I prefer fantasy 24/7. I know Bernie does as well.
Love being with you guys, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Well, we got one more segment, Bernie, so stay tuned. We got to get our money's worth here on the show. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Sports Today live at the Baseball Winter Meetings in San Diego, California. Here are your hosts, Craig Mish and Bernie Pleskoff.
All right, it's time for our two-minute drill, our bottom of the ninth. How do you say end of a show? I could say it a lot of different ways, but that's the bottom line. You having fun, Bernie? A couple days of broadcasting?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. I want to talk a little bit in these final minutes here. What do you look for as a baseball scout? There's three things. Okay. And I look for that, you know, when I'm looking at fantasy. First of all, can he help my team? Number two, is he better than what we have? And three, can he play for us? And, you know, those are the three questions that a scout asks when he looks at players. You know, can he play? It's unbelievable how many professional baseball players don't know the rules, Craig. They don't know how to play the game. You know, it's not being taught the way it used to be. But you have to overcome that with, is he better than what we have? And finally, can he play for us? If you've got a guy that's going to blow up your clubhouse, you want him on your team, even if he hits 40 home runs, he could kill three guys,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So those are the questions you ask, and I ask a lot of that about fantasy players. Can he help my team? Is he better than what I have already on my club?
Sure.
And can he play for my team?
Yeah. Well, Bernie, thanks once again for being part of the show today.
Love being with you.
Looking forward to another edition tomorrow, and we'll do it all over for you again. More news, more rumors, more fantasy goodness here on Fantasy Sports Today. Also want to thank our producers back in New York, Sean Guastamacchia today and Chris Bavona for helping out. Also special thanks to the Sports Grid Group, Lou Mayone, Mike Cardano, everyone helping us put this together, David Katz and the Elvis Duran Group for sending us out here to California to do our live broadcast for 3 days.
It's going to be a big night tonight, Craig.
Yep.
Hopefully, big night.
Hopefully so. Also, one note before I leave today, saw a very important message that I wanted to bring to you before the end of the show. And, of course, Dr. Roto is coming up next with his show. As many of you may know, or maybe you don't, if you've checked on his social media feed, Dr. Roto, one of the nicest men in this business, in need of a new kidney. And I know that he tweeted that out yesterday, and I want to make sure that I say that my thoughts and prayers certainly are with him and his family, and I am hoping for the best. And if you could help Dr. Roto, has helped a lot of people in fantasy, help him out in reality, folks.
You
he needs it. That'll do it for the show.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.